Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Beis, the seventh parak Bavo Kohen Gadol. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rachava said in the name of Yehuda, a makareya big de kahuna loka, one who tears one of the big de kahuna receives malchus, as it says in the pasuk, there shall be a hem for its opening around, or yikareya, it shall not be torn. Rav Acha bar Yaakov challenged this teaching and suggested the Torah is saying that one should make a hem for it so that it will not tear, rather than stating a prohibition. And the Gemara answered that if this is true, the pasuk should have written, shall yikareya, so that it shall not be torn. Similarly, Belezer said, one who loosens the choshem from its moorings on the ephod, or one who removes the poles of the aron, receives malchus. For it says in one pasuk, "Yizach," and the choshem shall not be attached from upon the ephod. And it says in another pasuk, "Yasuru," in the rings of the aron shall be the poles; they shall not depart from it. Pointing to Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shloshe zering hen shall mizbeach, shall aron, shall shulchan." There are three crowns that adorn three kelim in the base of Migdash: the crown of the mizbeach, the crown of the aron, and the crown of the shulchan. Shall mizbeach zacha aron benetala, the crown of the mizbeach aron merited and took it. Shall shulchan zacha David benetala, the crown of the shulchan David merited and took it. Shall aron adai munachu kol rotzulikach yabo v'yikach, but the crown of the aron is still at rest. Anyone who wishes to take it may come and take it. Shema tomer pachusu, lest you say that's inferior to the other crowns. The Torah therefore states that be melachim yimochu, through me kings will reign. Rashi explains that the Torah is greater than kingship, for one who appoints a king is more exalted than the king himself. And pointing with Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, what's the meaning of that which is written, V'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe, and this is the Torah that Moshe put some before Bnei Israel. This alludes to the following, Zach nasu l'sam achayim, o zach nasu l'sam misa. If one is deserving, the Torah becomes a drug, a sum of life to him, but if he's not deserving, it becomes a drug of death to him. The Gemara brings another expression on this idea. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said, Rabbi Yonason contrasted these psukim. It's written, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim, Mesam Chilev, the orders of Hashem are upright, gladdening the heart. But it's also written, Imras Hashem Serufa, the word of Hashem smelts. Zacha Mesamachto, Lo Zacha Tzerafto. If one is deserving, the Torah gladdens him. But if he's not deserving, it smelts him. Rashi explains that this means that the word of Hashem smelts people with afflictions and Gehenim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rachava said in the name of Yehuda, Amakareya Big De Kahuna Loka, one who tears one of the Big De Kahuna receives malchus. It says in the pasuk, there shall be a hem for its opening around, Oyekareya, it should not be torn. Rav Acha bar Yaakov challenged this teaching and suggested the Torah is saying that one should make a hem for it so that it will not tear, rather than stating a prohibition. And the Gemara answered that if this is true, the pasuk should have written, shall Oyekareya, so that it should not be torn. Similarly, Belezer said, Hamizia choshem el ephod v'hameser v'adearon loka, one who loosens the choshem from its moorings on the ephod, or one who removes the poles of the aron, receives malchus. For it says in one pasuk, Yizach, and the choshem shall not be detached from upon the ephod. And it says in another pasuk, Yasuru, in the rings of the aron shall be the poles, they shall not depart from it. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shosha zering hen, shall mizbeach, v'shal aron, v'shal shulchan. There are three crowns that are adorned three kelim in the base of Mikdash: the crown of the Mizbeach, the crown of the Aron, and the crown of the Shulchan. Shall Mizbeach Zacha Aron Natala, the crown of the Mizbeach Aron merited and took it. Shall Shulchan Zacha David Natala, the crown of the Shulchan David merited and took it. Shall Aron Adai Munachu Kol Roitz Likach Yabu V'yikach, but the crown of the Aron is still at rest. Anyone who wishes to take it may come and take it. Shema Tomer Pachusu, lest you say that's inferior to the other crowns. The Torah therefore states, Bimelachim Yimachu, through me kings will reign. Rashi explains that the Torah is greater than kingship, for one who appoints a king is more exalted than the king himself. And point number three, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, what's the meaning of that which is written, V'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe, and this is the Torah that Moshe put some before Bnei Israel. This alludes to the following, Zacha nasu l'sam achayim, lo zacha nasu l'sam amisa. If one's deserving, the Torah becomes a drug, a sum of life to him, but if he's not deserving, it becomes a drug of death to him. The Gemara brings another expression in the idea. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said, Rabbi Yonason contrasted these psukim. It's written, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim v'sam chilev, the orders of Hashem are upright, gladdening the heart. But it's also written, Imras Hashem Serufa, the word of Hashem smelts. Zachem esamachto lo zachem tzerafto. If one is deserving, the Torah gladdens him, but if he's not deserving, it smelts him. Rashi explains that this means that the word Hashem smelts people with afflictions and Gehenim. All right, so now we go to Simra Daf Ayin Beis, and this one comes to us by way of Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester, who suggested Ayin Beis is of a thick piece of cake. So we use birthday cake as our Simra. So here goes. The birthday boy dressed as a Kohen Gadol, who got upset when his friends ripped his costume and loosened his choshen, served birthday cake adorned with three crowns that tasted awful for those who misbehaved. Once again, in slow motion. The birthday boy dressed as a kohen gadol who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen served birthday cake, that must be more in daf, ayin beis. The birthday boy dressed as a kohen gadol who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen, which reminds us of Rechava said in the name of Yehuda, that one who tears one of the big dekhuna receives malchus. Similarly, Rebbe Elazar said one who loosens a choshen from its moorings on the ephod or one who removes the poles of the arm receives malchus. For it says in one pasuk, lo yizach, and the choshen shall not be detached from upon the ephod. And it says in another pasuk, lo yasuru, in the rings of the arm shall be the poles, they shall not depart from it. So, the birthday boy dressed as a kohen gadol, who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen, served birthday cake adorned with three crowns, which reminds us there are three crowns that adorn three kelim in the base of Migdash. Aaron married and took the crown of Mizbeach, David married and took the crown of the Shulchan, shall Aaron adain munachu kol roitzu likach yabu v'yikach. But the crown of the Aaron is still at rest. Anyone who wishes to take it may come and take it. So the birthday boy dressed as a kohen gadol who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen, served birthday cake adorned with three crowns that tasted awful for those who misbehaved. Which reminds us of the pasuk v'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe, and this is the Torah that Moshe put some before, alludes to the following, Zacha natzal sam achaim, or zacha natzal sam amisa. If one's deserving, the Torah becomes a drug, a sam of lifetime, but if he's not deserving, becomes a drug of death them. And we have the same idea contrasting the psukim kudi Hashem yishayim v'sam chaylev, and Imr Hashem Tzerufa, the word of Hashem smelts. Zachem is samachta or zachem is tzerafta. If one's deserving, the Torah gladdens him, but if he's not deserving, it smelts him. So once again, the birthday boy dressed as a kohen gadol, who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen, served birthday cake adorned with three crowns that tasted awful for those who misbehaved. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach chazorah. Daf Samaches, so the symbol of Samaches is Schach, and we use a sukkah. So here goes. The sukkahs, that must mourn Daf Samaches, Schach. The sukkah's Chol Hamoed extravaganza featured a high-tech sukkah, where a par was dismembered by a laser with the skin on its meat, which reminds us the source of the par in Seder Yom Kippur dismembered with the skin still on the meat, comes from a lima that connects him to the par called Mashiach, which has nituach with no hebshet, dismemberment with no flaying. The Torah states regarding the par called Mashiach, but the hide of the bull and all its meat, bekiru upirsho, and its innards and its waist. Rapop explained, just as the bull's waist must obviously remain within its innards, so too the bull's meat should remain within its skin. So the sukkah's Chol Hamoed extravaganza featured a high-tech sukkah, where a par was dismembered by a laser with the skin on its meat. And tumah sensors detected the moment someone left the sukkah, which reminds us of the machlokes when the clothing of those transporting the par and seer become tameh. The chamim hold that as soon as they exit from the walls of the azor, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, mishiyatzi za'ur baruban, as soon as the fire catches hold of the greater part of the limbs. According to the chami, even though it's known that the par and seer are burned outside all three camps, the pasuk states, mechutz l'machane, to tell you that as soon as the par and seer leave one camp, they are metameh those transporting it, along with their clothing. The Gemara addressed what Rabbi Shimon learns from the pasuk. So the sukkah's Chol Hamoed extravaganza featured a high-tech sukkah, where a par was dismembered by a laser with the skin on its meat. And tumah sensors detected the moment someone left the sukkah, while someone dressed in Big Day Lavan read from the Torah. Which reminds us, the Kohen Gadol can wear the Big Day Lavan for Kriyas HaTorah even though it's not a Nevoda. As evident, he can do the Kriya wearing his personal Begadim. Now, this is not a proof that Big Day Kohuna Nitnas Ahanas Behen, that it's permitted to benefit from the Big Day Kohuna even when not performing a Nevoda, since the Kriya on Yom Kippur is different to Tzorach Avodahi, meaning that although it's not itself a Nevoda, it's an Avoda need. Daf Samach Tes, so the Simra Samach Tes is Soot, and we use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The leader of the chimney sweeps, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Tes, Soot. The leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments, which reminds us of Shimon HaTzedek's encounter with Alexander and how Alexander bowed down, saying he saw a likeness of Shimon HaTzedek on the battlefield that enabled him to be victorious. And although the din is that one should not wear Big Day Kohuna outside the base of Migdash, the Gemara relates that either they were garments that were fitting to be used as Big Day Kohuna, or that here he was permitted to wear Big Day Kohuna as it was an emergency, based on the pasuk, Eis Lasos L'Hashem Meferus Orasecha. It's a time to act for Hashem, they have nullified your Torah. So the leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments when he cast a fiery lion cub into a lead cauldron producing lots of soot, which reminds us of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah subduing the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah and their decision to only blind the Yetzer Hara for immorality in one eye, lest the world would become desolate, which resulted in the removal of the temptation for incestuous relationships. So the leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments when he cast a fiery lion cub into a lead cauldron producing lots of soot, while an assembly of great judges looking on proclaimed Hashem was powerful and awesome. Which reminds us that the Gemara explains the reason why the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were called by that name is that they restored Moshe Rabbeinu's praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Gibor and Nor that Yirmiyahu and Daniel had ceased to use, thereby magnifying Hashem's greatness. So once again, The leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments when he cast a fiery lion cub into a lead cauldron producing lots of soot, while an assembly of great judges looking on proclaimed Hashem was powerful and awesome. Fine, so the Simmer Daf Ayin is a one-eyed Martian. So here goes. The one-eyed Martians, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin. The one-eyed Martians listening to their high Martian, proudly doing a public reading by heart, which reminds us, the Gemara here asks why the Kohen Gadol reads the Parshim Musafim by heart instead of rolling the Sefer to the proper place and reading inside. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Rav Yeshua said, and then Rav Sheshes, because we don't roll a Sefer Torah in public out of consideration for the covenant of the Sefer and making them wait in silence until the Torah is rolled and then read. Two reasons are given as to why a second Sefer is not brought. Mishum Bekam Moshav Rishon, because people might think the first one is lacking, or Mishum Bracha Shein Tzricha, because of the unnecessary bracha the Kohen Gadol would make. So the one-eyed Martians listening to their high Martian, proudly doing a public reading by heart, wish they had chosen instead to go to the sacrificial burning, taking place on a different planet at the same time. Which reminds us, the Gemara here asks why anyone would think that there's anything wrong with watching both procedures of Kriyas HaTorah and the burning of the offerings, and answers that you might have thought that one might not leave one procedure in the middle in order to observe the second one based on Rishon LeKishon's principle of Ein Mavir in all mitzvahs. We don't pass over the opportunity to perform mitzvahs, the mitzvah being here, Barov Amadras Melech. It's a mitzvah of, with a multitude of people, is the glory of the king. Therefore, the Tanna is coming to inform us that one would be permitted to do so. And Rashi explains that since those watching the mitzvah are not actually involved in its performance, leaving the area doesn't constitute a mavir in all mitzvahs. So the one-eyed Martians listening to their high Martian proudly doing a public reading by heart wish they had chosen instead to go to the sacrificial burning taking place on a different planet at the same time, where only one ram was offered. Which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva disagree about the order of the offerings, but agree that there was only one communal ram, since neither mentioned a second ram in their order of the Karbanis. So this is in accord with the Rebbe, as it was taught in the Brisa, Rebbe holds that there was one ram on Yom Kippur, the one mentioned by Yikra and the one mentioned in the Chumash HaBekudim. Rabbi Shimon says there are two communal rams, the one mentioned in Vayikra and the other in Chumash HaBekudim. Rebbe holds that there's one, for it's written Echad, one ram. The Torah emphasizes one, even though the word ram alone would have indicated a single ram. Rabbi Shimon says that the meaning is Meyuchad Shebe'edro. It should be the choices of its flock. Rebbe learns it should be Meyuchad Shebe'edro from a different pasuk. Daf Ein Av. So the Simra Daf Ein Av is a donkey going E-Aw. So here goes. The two colleagues greeting each other in the street by donkey. Donkey, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Aleph, E-Aw. The two colleagues greeting each other in the street by a donkey, which reminds us what the one who took the Sefer HaZazel out would say to the Kohen Gadol when he met the Kohen Gadol the next day, and how he ascribed his shlichus to the Kohen Gadol when he met him in the street to give honor to him in public. So the two colleagues greeting each other in the street by a donkey were astonished when a slight and weak-looking Talmud Chacham picked the animal up with one hand, which reminds us Rabbi Berechia gives two pshatim in the pasuk in Mishlei that states, Alechem Ishim Ekra, and to you men do I call. This refers to the Talmud Chachamim who appear similar to women in that they're not aggressive and physically weak, yet they perform feats of heroic strength like men, referring to overcoming their Yetzahora. The second pshat is Harod Silenasach Yain Al Gabi Hamizbeach Yemal Gronim Shel Talmud Chachamim Yain. One who desires to offer a wine libation upon the Mizbeach should fill the throats of Talmud Chachamim with wine, because the word Ishim suggests Isha, an offering on the Mizbeach. So the two colleagues greeting each other in the street by a donkey were astonished when a slight and weak-looking Talmud Chacham picked the animal up with one hand, as his muscles ripped through his garment, which was spun sixfold. Which reminds us, the Braisa taught how the Big Day Kahuna were woven. Items which the Torah says were made with sheish, linen, had the thread spun sixfold. This means that each thread of linen was composed of six strands spun into a single thread. Items described as machzar, twine, had their thread spun eightfold. The me'il, which was pure techelis wool, was made of 12-fold cords. Peruch is made of 24-fold cords. The chosh and the ephod were made of 28-fold cords. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.